Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. Today we're diving into something really cool. Nano, Banana, Pro Prompts for YouTube Thumbnails. I'm super excited about this. I've heard a lot about how thumbnails impact video performance. What's so special about these Nano Banana Pro Prompts? Great question. So Nano Banana Pro Prompts are actually detailed instructions for an AI model called Gemini 3 Pro. They help generate or refine thumbnails that are really tailored to your needs. Instead of just saying something vague like make it eye-catching, these prompts break down specific elements like the subject, lighting, camera angles, and text. Oh wow, that's actually really interesting. So it's kind of like giving the AI a detailed recipe to work from? Exactly. Thumbnails are crucial for catching attention quickly, like in just 2.7 seconds. When you guide the model like an AI creative director, you get results that really pop and align with your channel's style. If you just leave it up to chance, you might end up with generic images that blend into the feed. That makes total sense. I mean, viewers are making snap judgments. What about the tech behind it? How good is this Gemini model at rendering images? It's impressive. Nano, Banana Pro supports native 4K resolution, which downscales nicely for different formats. Plus, it can handle up to 14 reference images at once and maintain consistency across multiple individuals in a composition. This is especially handy for channels with hosts, guests, or recurring characters. Wow, 14 images at once? That sounds like it could really help with keeping a cohesive look across videos. Absolutely. And get this, these prompts can also render multilingual text correctly in over 100 languages. This is huge for creators looking to tap into global audiences. So, if I wanted to create a thumbnail for different regions, I wouldn't have to redesign everything for each language? Right, you can just swap out the text and keep the design intact. It's a huge time saver, especially for YouTube Shorts, where you want to maintain clarity and impact quickly. Speaking of Shorts, I've heard they're performing really well in terms of revenue. How does that factor into thumbnail design? Great point. YouTube Shorts are actually pulling in more revenue per watch hour than traditional videos. Plus, a significant number of teens report making purchases after seeing ads in those Shorts. So optimizing thumbnails for this format becomes really crucial. Okay, so how do I actually write these prompts? Is there a specific method to follow? Yes, there's a framework called SLCT, Subject Lighting Camera Text Details. Structuring your prompts this way boosts the success rate of generated thumbnails to about 90%, compared to just 30 to 40% for more vague requests. So if I wanted to make a thumbnail featuring a shocked reaction, how would that work? Alex, you'd start by clearly defining each element. For example, you could write subject, close-up of the host with brown skin, short curls, yellow hoodie, holding an iPhone box angled toward the camera. Lighting, hard rim light from the left, soft frontal key light for contrast. Camera, a 50mm lens effect with a shallow depth of field. Text, something like iPhone price, shock, in bold, clear font. Jordan, that's super structured. I love it. And the idea of doing it in a single flowing paragraph sounds like a good way to keep it concise while still being effective. Exactly. Labeling them as you go also helps the AI process the instructions better. Plus, a pro tip is to write your text last once the image is locked in.